Rabbi Yisrael, a few things relating to Yom Kippur. To continue from where we left off yesterday. Okay, yesterday we discussed Kaparis. Yesterday we discussed eating Erev Yom Kippurim. And yesterday we discussed going to Mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Let us continue with Rav Simcha Hollander and let's discuss about another minug. A minig that is practiced by many people every Friday night, but it is practiced universally Erev Yom Kippurim, and that is Birchas Habanim. There's a mitzvah to bless your children, Erev Yom Kippurim. Now, there's no makar for this. It doesn't seem like there's any makar, but it seems from what he writes here that he goes through the custom of various Gedolei Yisrael that were not so makbid to do this every Friday night, but they were makbid to do this Erev Yom Kippur. The reason given is because the Sharei Rachamim Niftachim. And there's no bracha that is more sincere than the bracha a parent gives a child. And it's an auspicious time for a parent to bless his children. What should a parent say? So the traditional bracha is Yisimch Lakim Kefrayim Mecha Menashe. And the bracha for the girls is Ke Sara Rivka Rachel Velea, to give like the imals. The only halachi issue that he discusses that he really goes, a lot of times he goes off on tangents, is are you allowed to rest your hand on a child? Are you allowed to rest your hands? Or even are you allowed to give a bracha? Because who is the one that gives the brachas? Kohanim. If you're not a Kohen, you're an imposter. The one that gives a bracha is a Kohen. If you're not a Kohen, what's your business to give someone a bracha? So it's one thing, there are many ways to avoid the problem. Number one is as long as you don't say Yivarechacha Hashem V'yishmerecha. Kaisavarchu is a very explicit statement that these are the words that the Kohen should use to bless Klal Yisrael. If you're not a Kohen, then you should not say to anyone Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha Yor Hashem panavilecha. That's not your place to say that specific bracha. What?
We do say it.
It says so. Yivarechacha.
Yes. It says so.
Okay, that's controversial. It says in the Siddur.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not so simple. Because that is only what's meant for a Kohen. Okay, and there are other solutions. Number two is, it's only prohibited to give a bracha if you use your hands and you rest both hands. So if you rest both hands upon the head of a person, that's the way the Kohanim bless. That's when you become an imposter. Yeah.
But at least what I do is say
Yisipa
again, right?
Yeah.
That's when you make contact. And after that,
you take your hands away.
And then you say,
Yirech, without putting your hands.
Yeah.
So you're already making use, you're already acknowledging that there's a problem of saying Yisimcha Yivarechacha, and that's why you're putting your hands down. Because if you were to combine.
Even using your hands,
whether you make physical, you don't make physical contact, is the derech that kohanim bless with their hands. I don't know what the source is. So, but not using your hands takes away the problem of the violation of kosev aruchu. Only a kohen has a right to make a bracha, not a Yisrael. Okay, that's one issue. Now, there's a story, and there's a lot of controversy in this story. Is that if you only use one hand, that's also okay. The violation of Kois Sivarchu when you're not a Kohen is only if you use two hands. If you only use one hand, according to many opinions, there is no violation of Kois Sivarchu.
Also, if you put your hand low, because your hand doing Birchaskan has to be up.
Okay, I don't know to what degree that's minog and that's actually required up and down. I don't know, but there is such a thing that there were many dumb to use one hand.
Swing and sway.
Now this is the issue. There was a story with the Gra. The Gra, there's a record and it says in Maestro that the Gra gave a bracha with one hand. The Gra would bless people. The Gra was not a Kohen, and the Gra would bless people with one hand. He says something here very interesting, that there are those that want to say the Maisa, when the Gra blessed with one hand, was not because he was trying to make a halachic statement that if you use two hands, you're in violation. The Gra held you can use two hands, as long as you don't, I'll tell you what the Ikar Yisod is in one moment, but the reason why he only used one hand was because the other hand was dirty. The Gra was in the middle of eating a meal, and his hand was soiled. So the reason why he did not use both hands was because Pashat, the hand was dirty. Exactly, okay? So this is just another example of things get taken out of context. Oh, the girl only used one hand. That's a raya, that if you use two hands, you're in violation, but if you use one and you're not, what are you talking about? The girl would have gladly used two hands. Okay, here is the Yivarech, you have to do the brachos of Yivarech, okay, in the Siddur. Okay, I stand corrected. I have the bracha. There's a star here. And what does it say over here? They don't give any halachic interpretation. Okay, all right. So it says Yivarecha. The Iker Tam, the why there is no problem, and he brings this out very much, is the prohibition to bless only Bishas Tefila, prayer. If you want to give a bracha, even with Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha, even spreading both hands, and it's not in the middle of Tefila, there is no violation of Kosev Aruch Hu. To be over Kosev Aruch Hu, you have to do it being middle of Shmona Esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, in the Beis Hamikdash, when they bring a carbon, B'shas Tefila, that is the all of the Achrayim work with this Yisait. And therefore, there were many Gedolim that we had no hakpada, they used two hands. They would bless their children with two hands. They would bless Chassanim with two hands. And perhaps they even would say Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha. And the reason why it's Mutter Me'ikar Hadin is in order to be in violation has to be B'Shas Tefila. I read one of the articles, someone, it was so popular to get slapped. To get slapped by him, to get hit by him, even hard. He wrote up, a person came to visit him. He came, there was a secretary, and said to him, you should know, if he doesn't give you a smack, a frask, don't be insulted. He's not feeling well today. That's the expectation there was to get that touch. What? Hard, yeah. That was what he did. It was a sign of endearment. There was a very nice video that not long before he was nifted. You know, his son was appointed Rishon Litzion, the chief Sardic rabbi, and Rabbi Lau's son was appointed the Ashkenazi rabbi. So they both came to, there's a video, again, shortly before he was nifted. And they came to visit him by Lao, and he saw Lao. I think it was the first time after he was elected chief rabbi. So he gave him shalom. How do you say it? So he says, "Ah, kibini, you're a chief rabbi, kibini." He gave him a frass. You can go see this on YouTube. I'm sure you can find this kibini. Okay, so this, now let's go to the next thing, the Vidui. On Yom Kippur when we recite Vidui, how many times do we recite Vidui on Yom Kippur? Make a cheshvan. We say Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv. Each time we say Vidui, we'll get before Yom Kippur, we'll come to that in a moment. Chazaras Hashatz, so how many, 10 times, right? Friday, the Yom Tov night, Ma'ariv. You say Vidui at the end, and then after Ma'ariv, it's not Chazaras Hashatz, it's Slichus. It's Slichus? No, Slichus. During Slichus. You daven Shemona Esrei, the night of Yom Kippur. It's a shorter version. Nila, you do it, but it's a shorter, only one time. Only a Shamdu. But you do say a Sham. That's the Gavidui. So, Sacha Kol, it's four Tfilas by day, one Tfilah, nine, each one is double, so grand total of 10. Why do we say Vidui 10 times? Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur, when he went Lefnai V'Lefnim, when he went to the Avodah, he said, Ona Hashem, he said Hashem's name 10 times. So Chazal were misakin that you should say Vidui on Yom Kippur 10 times, Kineged, the 10 times the Kohen Gadol recited the Shem HaMafirash in the Avodah of Yom HaKippur. That's why we do Vidui 10 times. They're very important. Now, here's the problem. The problem is the Iker Vidui, according to the Poskim, is during Tefillah. If you just go right now, that's not called Vidui. In order to be Yotze, the full fledged of Vidui has to be during Tefillah. The problem is, we only then have Vidui 9 times. Because Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, We say it during the Shtilo Shmoneh Esrei and during Chazaras Hashatz. Ma'ariv the night before during the Shtilo Shmoneh Esrei. But there is no Chazaras Hashatz. Slichos do not count. Slichos is slichos. Slichos is not the same. Now, that's one of the, by the way, one of the reasons why we do it, we say vidui, and we do vidui during the Yimei HaSlichos. We make it into a tefillah. One of the reasons why we make the slichos into a tefillah, how is it a tefillah? Ashrei, it's like a mincha. When you say slichos every single morning or every night, you're basically davening another tefillah. Ashrei, chatzi kaddish. Then is the yud, gimel, midos, harachamim. That's really the climax of the, you say the pizman, and you say all the other slichos and the shlishis and the shalmoinis, all of these things in the pizman. But the ikar is the yud, gimel, midos, harachamim, which is bimkoim, the shmone esrei. Hashem, Hashem is bimkoim the shmone esrei. And then there is kaddish shalim. And then there is Tachnun. It says Tachnun Kadosham. Why are we trying to make it into a tefillah? Because when we say vidui at the very end, before you say the Kadoshalim, you want it to be within the framework of tefillah. Because if you just say Chatosi Avisi Pashati Stamazoi right now, You don't have the potency, the full potency of vidui. No, not tachn, vidui. The full potency of vidui must be sandwiched in tefillah. Memela, during the Me'aslichus, we make a new Shmona Esrei, a new tefillah, Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, with Yud Gimel Sarachmim, all to get up to the point when we can say Chotasi Avisi Pashati, so which means the framework of tefillah. But the problem is, in Yom Kippur itself, you're really losing out one of those because you don't really have the slichus at night of Yom Kippur is not a real slichus.
Yeah, it's an extension.
It's part of the Shmoneh. I don't know how really to finesse it, but it's not a real slichus. The slichus really is done in the morning. Bashmeres haboiker. Saying slichus at night is not a real slichus. So when we'd say vidui in the Shmoneh Esrei, the Shtilo Shmoneh Esrei, fine. When we say the slichus, the vidui the whole day, the eight times during the day, that's fine and good. But the poskim are very disturbed that we don't have the tenth vidui in its full potency the way we should. The part that's missing is the slichus on the night of. It's not a Chazaras Hashatz. There is no Chazaras Hashatz for Ma'ariv. It's Slichus. There really is no such thing as saying Slichus at night. Slichus has to be said by Shmeres HaBoker. So what are you really doing already? So it's a problem. But we do it. So where do we make it up? Well, exactly what you said. Erev Yom Kippur. Exactly. The Slichus that you say, Erev Yom Kippur, is number 10. Now some want to say, but that's not fair. That's not Yom Kippur. The whole time of why we say it 10 times is because the Kodesh on Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, before you have Yisurim Afsekes, that's not Yom Kippur itself.
So you don't. The more you eat Erev Yom Kippur, it's not.
Okay, it's a drush. I hear it's going. We'll combine all these things together with one at night. So someone goes so far to say it's very big chiddush. A fasting chiddush is Tfilah Zaka. Is really the tenth. It's not tefillah either. So I don't really know how it's called tefillah zak. I don't know how it's called tefillah, but it's bechashecha. It's you're supposed to say tefillah zaka.
While it's still day,
but it's the very end of the day. A lot of things are a stretch. But the point is that the vidu that you say, there are certain sections of Tfilah Zaka where you say Chotasi Visi Pashati, it is essential that those things should be said. There are parts of Tfilah Zaka that are not so important to say. Person comes late to davening, but the vidui part is essential because, according to some, that really is the ikar that's mashlim, the tenth vidui that we try to emulate the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur with vidui. Okay, now there's a hakir. There's just an interesting hakira. Is the vidui a chelik of tshuva, or is the vidui something? There are two dinim on Yom Kippur. We do tshuva. We come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we also confess our sins. question is the vidui a chelek of tshuva, or is vidui and tshuva considered to be two separate things? This is interesting chakira. Now, what would be a nafkamina? I don't know a nafkamina. I'm sure there are nafkaminas, but the interesting brings a very interesting raya to this. A person who is an evil person, an evildoer, he goes over to a woman and he says to her, "Hare at mikudesh asli, almanas shani tzadik gamur. I'm a tzadik gamur." So, what is the halacha? Are they married?
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Shema hirer tshuva b'libay. But he didn't say vidui. Very, very good. He was maharer tshuva. I had thoughts. I'm going to return to Hashem. I'm going to return. But did he say vidui? Did he confess his sins? He didn't confess. He didn't clap. He didn't say the words chotasi avisi pashat. That we know for a fact. Yet they're still married. So many want to bring a raya from this Gemara all the way out in left field. Who would ever realize is that you see that the vidui is not a chelik of tshuva. I think the nafkamina is, let's say a person goes to Hol Yom Kippur, and doesn't say vidui even once. He's just not in the mood. He's don't worry about it. Let's say he's not well. He's sleeping, right? He's lying in bed. He's bedridden over Yom Kippur, and did not have an opportunity to actually say vidui. Has he at least been yotzei tshuva? I mean, maharer b'tshuva. Tshuva is hergish. There's nothing you have to lamaisa do tshuva. Tshuva is an expression of feeling of tshuva. Shema hearer tshuva b'libai.
You can't take it anyways.
Shema.
Squeeze it out from the back of the cover.
I'll do it afterwards. Sorry. Shema hearer tshuva b'libai. It's a matter of if a person does not actually articulate the vidui, it's okay. Okay, interesting idea. Do you have to bend down when you clap al chait? Chatasi avisi pashati. Do you have to bend down? So believe it or not, the Mishneh Berurah says you should. I read you what it says. Mishneh Berurah b'shem the shlo. Where does it come from? It comes from the shlo kodesh. A person should bend down when he says the chatoim. However, the gra, okay, if you die a minute ago, you don't have to bend down. The minugra is adaraba, you should not bend down. Sha'ein lishchos, you should not bend down. In fact, a lot of the gedolim show they follow the sheet of the gra, they did not bend when they said vidui. Another interesting thing, do you have to clap al chait? Do you have to hit your heart every time you say one of the words? Ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu. So that's the question. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should bend down and you should clap. The gra says you don't have to bend down. Clap and people make this mistake. You don't have to clap every single time. You clap once every couple of words is enough. It's a hiddur. You want to clap every single time. People, they know they're going like rapid. Get a machine. Buy an invention. Go to a Judaica store. Just put this on your hand. That's going to be a new app for the Apple Watch. Apple Watch will have a certain reflex. It will cause your hand to automatically clap whatever number of times, 22 times, every letter of the alphabet. Maker Hadin, that's not, in fact, he says Rabbi Yashiv did not clap every single word. Every couple of words, he said a couple of words, and he clapped once. Why? It's more important to have kavana when you say the words, and when you clap, when you do the ma'isa clap, it should be done with certain type of hergish. That's more valuable than what has absolutely no meaning. Toiv ma'at shaloi b'kavana meharve shaloi b'kavana. That was supposed to be a joke. Okay, but that is okay. Let's go to another issue. Another issue. This is not interesting. Lom shachakira. When you say the al chait, do you say before you begin the vidui after Shemona Esrei? Do you first say Yihiyu l'ratzayin imrei fi v'hegin libi l'fanach Hashem tzuri v'goali? So in this Siddur Machzarim, I think in the article Machzor, in the little letters it has, you should say Yihiyu l'ratzayin. Why? Because vidui is not part of the tefillah, so you have to say Yihiyu l'ratzayin, and then you begin to say the vidui. That is not so simple at all. Okay, now let's go take a step back. In general, throughout the year, before we say Lokai Nitzar, Lokai Nitzar, the Shem Meiros, for some of the Ben Mirma, do you say Yehiyu L'Ratzayin or not? So it's Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says you're supposed to always say, you're supposed to say Yehiyu L'Ratzayin. The Ramah says, I'm not mistaken, the Mechaber Ramah, you're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to say. Think about it. What's the Mechaber? It's Machlokes that you're supposed to say. What is the issue? What is the issue? Should you say it? Should you not say it? The issue is Elokai Nitzar, is this a chelik of the tefillah? Or is it, it's tachanunim, it's outside the realm of tefillah? So now let me illustrate this with two examples. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask for private bakashas. He brings it over here a story where if you ever go to a bris milah, there's a very beginning that when the baby is crying, right as they're doing the bris milah, the baby is crying, to be mitzarf to the cries of the child, the pure cry of a child that's crying over tsar, of the akedah, of the bris milah, which is zachar bris avram, it's kedai to be mitzarf to that, the mimavakish tachanunim. Are you allowed on Shabbos? If you go to a bris on Shabbos, it's proper to ask private bakash when the baby is crying at the time of Mila. How often do you have a chance to go and be mispal when the baby is crying at the time of Mila? So if not now, then when? So believe it or not, he quotes you that you're not supposed to. Shabbos is not his man to ask private bakashas. You're not supposed to do this. I'll tell you who he says it from. He says it from
Shabbos in Elizabeth then.
We don't do that.
You do
that's the Yovin Malkeh, you
don't. If it's Bikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to make Mishaberach, that'll be Mispalim. If it's Bikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to be Mispalim, say, tell him, do anything you want. But if it's not Bikuach Nefesh, just on Bakoshas, I have Bakosha. Shabbos is not his man to make Bakoshas. So the question is, how then are we allowed, two questions, to say Elokai Nitzar and Shabbos? Every Elokai Nitzar are private bakashas. Nitzor l'shoni meiros v'asem v'de b'mirmav l'mkali nafshi sidav nafshi keflagotia. These are private bakashas. It's not part of the nusach ha-tzfilah. Why are we allowed to say l'kai nitzor? Another example. How are we allowed to say the harachamans after birchas hamazon? Harachamans are private bakashas. So before we go further, you should be aware that according to the Gra says in Echnami, you don't say on Shabbos, you're not supposed to say the harachamans. There are many gedolim they stop. They're only on Shabbos. Some people abuse. The Machban on Shabbos, you stop with Al Yechasreinu, because everything else is a private bakasha, and it's not proper on Shabbos and private bakashas. But during the week, what right do you have to be Makatsa? You're supposed to say all of these things. You just say all the private bakashas, you just say everything. So many people properly who are follow the Gra on Shabbos will not say the Harachamans, and during the week will say the Harachamans until the very end of benching. Some go so far, they abuse halacha, they don't say it the whole week either. Once they don't say it on Shabbos, they don't say it either. So what do they do by a bris? Very good question. So do they say the harachamans on a bris on Shabbos? They do. I don't know the answer. So anyway, most of us say the harachamans.
Yeah, we
all say the harachamans anyway, most of us. Okay, so the question, how are you allowed to do so? So some want to say a fasting chiddush is that the lokai netzar is not an added bakasha. Elokai Nitzar has the same status as the tefillah itself. Just like in the tefillah itself, there are many tefillahs. Katshenu b'mitzvah secha, v'sinach l'kenu b'sor secha, sabinim t'vecha, v'samchenu. All of these things that we say in the tefillah, they are also bakashas. But they're in a different league. Since they were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they're part of the toifes, the form of the Nusach HaBracha, you're allowed to say the brachas, the seven brachas of Shmon Esrei. The Elokai Nitzar, being that you did not yet say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, you bedafka, do not say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, if you're thinking Lufan HaKashem, Tzivagoli, is upgraded to Mamish HaChelek of the Shmon Esrei itself, and it's not begeder a private techina bakasha, and it's part of the Shmon Esrei, and the male you're allowed to say it as well. Now let's go to the harachamans. Those people do say the harachamans. There's a halacha that you're supposed to bless the Baal HaBayis. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to bless the Baal HaBayis. Not everyone knows halacha. If you're a, you're a guest at someone's house and they give you benching, which they're supposed to, the Baal HaBayis is not supposed to bench. The one that's supposed to bench is the guest. In order the guest can say harachmon yivarech es Baal HaBayis, and in the siddur in fact have a very nice nusach exactly what to say. That comes at the end. That comes at the end of all the harachmons. And that, according to, you know, you have to go through the Rishonim, he has to hold, it's part of the Birchas HaBaal HaBayis. It's part of the fourth bracha of HaToy V'HaMetiv. It's a chelik. Ad kidei kach, we wouldn't believe this, that some are of the opinion, you're not supposed to answer Amen when you finish Al Yechasreinu until you say Harachamon Hu Yivarech Espal HaBayis Hazeh V'Espal HaBayis Hazeh based on the Yazaram and all of their things. The Omen that was meant to be said after Al Yechasreinu is delayed until after that Harachamon, because just because you finish the bracha lingers on until you finish the Harachamon. Therefore, many want to suggest that you should bidafka, not say Yehiyu l'ratzon imrei fiv hegel milof nach Hashem tivigoli on Yom Kippurim until you say the vidui, in order that the vidui should have a chelik, should be have the status of tefillah. Going back to what we said before, you have to have 10. The ikar zman to say vidui is during tefillah. Like Birchos Kehanim. The Iker Birchos Kehanim is the Chiluk of Tefillah. You desperately want to upgrade your Vidui to the full-fledged status of Tefillah. If you're going to say, Yehiyu L'ratzon Imrei Fi, you're making a statement, my Tefillah now is over, and now I'm doing something which is independent, which is separate. You're losing the benefit of giving the Vidui the full Toikef of a Vidui Mitoicha Tefillah.
And
there are different. They're different. Every sitter has its thing. So what does it say in the art scroll? It says they're in small letters. Some say, some don't say.
It brings a Mishnah Berurah. It says that gam kaidim tachmunim. You should say yir letzah.
Okay, so he.
It brings a Mishnah Berurah. Simon Kofkov.
Okay, I can't remember all the details. I have a lot of pages, I'll underline a lot of things, but he presents two opinions, and he very strongly leans to the tzad that you should not say Yehiyu L'ratzon Rabbi Hollander, based upon the hanhaga of many gedolei Yisrael that he spoke to, which includes Rav Chaim Knievsky, what he knows from Rabbi Chesca Levenstein, from Rav Shimon Schwab. He quotes, and he quotes La from the Gra.
Who says you hear us saying right after Umbrella Sami?
Well, it's a regular sitter you have.
But he brings it.
No, bring from the Mach, look at the Mach and Rosh Hashanah. Even though you might say you Lorotz on
the Friday Erev Yom Kippur, the Mach does say it.
Does it say it says some say or it says everyone says? Just as you say it. Okay. So I just want to point out this inyan, this issue, is that just like many want to say that on Shabbos it's not a violation of Elokai Nitzar because it's part of the tefillah being that you don't necessarily say Yehiyu L'ratzon, likewise, not saying Yehiyu L'ratzon, you're not going to lose out. In fact, there's an advantage. There is an advantage that you're upgrading your vidui to the status of. Of the Koyach HaTzvilah. Okay, let's just discuss one more quick thing. Wearing shoes on Yom Kippur. There is a three-way machlokes rishonim. What is in halacha called a shoe? The sheet of the Rif. The Rif, this is how we paskin, is the only thing in halacha that's called a shoe is leather. If something is not leather, it doesn't make a difference what kind of material, it does not make a difference how comfortable it is 100% mutter. What about wood? Wood, according to the Rif, is mutter l'chatchila. Then there is the shita of the... It doesn't say who the sheet is. There's another opinion in the Rishonim that just like you're not allowed to wear leather, you're not allowed to wear wood. Okay, we don't paskin like this. Wood. And anything that is in a bizrayu of wood. What would be an example? Cracks. I think Abul Yashif holds that cracks. Again, we don't paskin like this. You should be aware. Then there's a third sheet that says, this is the sheet of the Baal Hamar. Okay, a lot of people quote this. Okay, a lot of people quote this. Okay, I want to warn you, a disclaimer, we don't paskin like this. We paskin that the only thing that's also is leather. But there is a sheet of the Baal Hamor, and a lot of the Gedolim were very into this, is anything that is called a shoe is a shoe. Whether it's plastic, whether it's a sneaker, you're not allowed to wear anything that's called a shoe. You have to wear socks. That's right. Like I told you, a disclaimer, we don't pass like this. What? He passed like this? Brisk?
Yes, everything is comfortable like a shoe.
There's another issue of being comfortable.
Yeah, how would you walk in the street?
Okay, but...
Walk with leather in the street if you don't have a choice.
There are three shitois among the Rishonim. Okay, before we go to Halacha Lamaisa, there are three shitois. The shita of the Rif. The Rif is the only thing that's called the shoe is leather. The shita, there's another collection, leather plus wood. Cracks would then be osir because it's wood. But something.
I don't know about it.
They say that the cracks.
Looks like a rubber.
They say that cracks comes derived from a product of the earth, of that's what they say.
Rubber.
Like with washer. Okay.
Then there's cloth. Then there are sneakers. Well, yeah. You buy, you know, what most of us wear. You buy some good, you know, good, comfortable shoes, whatever they are. They're not leather. They're not wood. They're not product of wood. So that's the shita of Baal Hamor. Halacha l'maisa, we all pass like the shita that you allow, that the only thing which is leather. When it comes to, however, there are other places. The Chazon Ish was very makbid on this. The Chazon Ish was very makbid, and all the people that follow the Chazon Ish is that you have to feel the floor. There's not enough just to follow the spirit of the law, the halacha, the letter of the law. If you don't feel the floor, you're not being mekayim inui. The not wearing shoes is one of the inuyim. So very good. Are you in technical violation of the halacha by wearing sneakers, comfortable sneakers? No, you're not. But have you taken away from yourself the spirit of the halacha? Yes. It's a sheet of the Chazon Ish only.
But to the Goldstein, you wear, rubbers, galoshes.
Galoshes, wow. Without anything else.
That's very
so galoshes is wood, though. Galosh l'chor is it's rubber. So where does rubber come from?
From a tree.
So it's wood, as eights. So according to the Mishnah, that eights is also it's a pocket. We don't pass like that. But there is this fourth inion of the spirit of the law. Yeah.
Standing a good portion of the day, I think.
Okay, so he says that we're not makbid on this. Okay, not everyone is a Chazon Ish. Not everyone is a Chazon Ish, but it's just something you should be aware of. These different opinions of what is.
You say that Shabbos
showed up
on the
Khanah
when
they
take out the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
On Shabbos.
Yeah. Well, on Shabbos, so this year we don't, right?
So the difference is
why you're saying mitoch slichos or you're saying mitoch tefillah. So it's a different Yom Kippur. It's a Yom of Slicha. So it all depends on the context. When you're taking it out during the Sefer Torah, you're not saying mitzvahs.
You had an issue with that. You should say it.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw that in Tezner's Sefer. He says that on Rosh Hashanah you have the same thing. On Rosh Hashanah we take out the Sefer Torah. On Rosh Hashanah you also say Hashem Hashem. So when Shabbos you don't say. But Shabbos not a day of Yom Slicha Mechila. Okay, all right. We will stop with this. Mitzvah.
You said last year about